Samuel and His Mummy by Anthea McBride. First published 2025. Chapter 1, Louise's Secret. Louise Temple had never married. She had never even come close. While her school friends celebrated engagements, hen nights and baby showers, Louise quietly kept working at the local library, reshelving books, setting up story corners, and learning the gentle rhythm of a life lived in peace and order. Some people assumed she was shy. Others thought she was simply old-fashioned or even gay. A few suspected she simply preferred her own company. And all of them were wrong in their own small ways. Louise wasn't waiting for a husband. She had no need for one of them, or any desire to get one. She was, however, waiting for her baby. Not a baby in the way her friends had meant it, not the infants they cradled after years of dating and ceremonies and strollers and the unpleasant thought of sexual intercourse and pregnancy. Louise's dream was a very different one. More secret. More complete. Her child would not arrive in a hospital blanket. He would arrive in his own time, in his own grown body, and she would gently, patiently, lovingly turn him into the baby he had always needed to be. Her baby would be an adult, more or less. And over time, definitely less. A man, perhaps soft-spoken or gentle or simply tired of pretending to be grown up in a world that demanded too much of him. She would teach him how to let go, how to be small again. How to crawl, how to suck, how to whimper and be soothed. She would wrap him in nappies, thick soft ones with fluffy toweling and white plastic pants. She would feed him from a bottle in her arms, wipe his chin, and rock him gently while the rain fell outside. She would be everything. His mummy. His comfort. His world. And it would be her wood as well. It would be perfection. That dream had grown over the years, slow, steady, and unshakable. It had deep, extensive roots now. Romantic relationships and procreation, if always unlikely, were now discarded completely. She had no place for either. Tucked away beneath her bed, inside an old cedar chest with carved rose handles, was the evidence. Her hope chest, though no one else knew what was inside. Not lace-trimmed linens or china for tea, but a folded stack of large flannelette nappies, soft pastel plastic pants with wide elastic leg holes, rattle toys, teethers, and two toddler-sized rompers in ducky yellow and baby blue. She had found a supplier for adult-sized bottles and dummies, and kept them carefully wrapped in tissue, awaiting the child that would suckle on them. Once a month she added something new, a soft bib with a Velcro neck or a set of wooden stacking rings. She told herself it was preparation. But in truth, it was love. Quiet love, waiting for a home. It was sometimes a tearful event to add something new to her hope chest, after all the years of nothing. But she lived in hope for that miracle of a baby in her life. Louise never dated. Not because she disliked men, but because they always wanted something else, a girlfriend, a partner, a sex partner, a wife. What she wanted wasn't romance. She wanted infantile devotion. Dependence. The smell of baby powder in her hallway, and the weight of a sleepy boy across her lap. And so she poured herself into the library. There she found comfort in the rows of books, the quiet hum of readers, and the chance to observe. Dozens of people came through her doors each week, young parents with children, tired students, retired couples. But now and then,